I've come to the conclusion that I really don't like men. I am obviously attracted to men, I'm not a lesbian, but I just feel like nowadays there's not very many men to be attracted to. Or if there are, where are you? Why are you self-isolating from me? I'm not COVID. Come here, grow some balls, do something, shoot your shot. Or would you like me to chase you, bend you over and call you princess? This is the thing, I'm starting to believe that real men are a myth. We're all just a bunch of women, just some of us have dangly parts. I don't know, we're mutated or something. Because if you think about it, the men that bang on about being the most masculine, I'm a manly man, you're the biggest bitch going behind the scenes. And that's a fact, I've got receipts to prove it. I just think it's a shame because as women I sat on the shelves getting dusty, whilst these men talk about leading women. Where the fuck are you going to lead us? You're all lost yourselves. Do something, please. Fix up. Anything. Because if not, the human race will go extinct, and it's all going to be your fault.
She really means that all the men who shoot her shot with her, all the men she wants don't like her, so she turns them down. It's fun to hit the wall on that dirty shelf. Hello, guys, and welcome back to the channel. In today's video, we're going to see modern women are getting desperate for men after divorce. Let's start right away.
The thing I hate the most about being a baby mama or being the mother of someone's child is the fact that I always have to take the higher road. I always have to be the one to compromise. I always have to be the one to sacrifice for her. For the betterment of her life, I have to be the one to sacrifice. Why is it never the other way around? Why don't you have to sacrifice anything? Why don't you have to give in a little sometimes? Because you fucking don't. You never do. And you probably never will. You're stubborn as shit. And I just don't get why dads act like that. I don't get that. It's like I always have to like give in. I always have to let this man have his way. And I hate that. Just because I want her to be at peace. Because I want other people to be at peace. I don't... It's like, why can never, like, even when situations are against me, even when I'm hurting, and it's stuff that, like, damages me and traumatizes me, I still have to give in. And I hate that. I mean, of course, I'm gonna do anything for my daughter, anything to make her happy, anything to keep her life at peace. But I just hate that I'm in this situation. And people could say, oh, yeah, you chose to be a baby. I didn't choose to be a baby mama. I didn't choose to be a single mom. I didn't choose that. It was just what the fuck happened. And it's what I have to deal with. But I'm still going to complain. I'm still going to say how much I hate it here. Because I do. I never met somebody who makes your life as difficult as a baby daddy. Nobody in my life, nobody, enemies in high school, nobody has ever made my life this difficult. Ever. And I hate it here.
It is important for women to know and learn how to be responsible for the choices they make. Because the most important choice a woman has to make is who will be the father of her children. Women are in charge of having sex and giving birth, while men are in charge of making commitments. They say, I didn't choose to become a single mother, but it was them who got pregnant by that man. That's why I say women should know who they're having children with. That's because women who know how to treat their husbands in marriage don't end up being single moms, or because they choose the right partner for their family. Because there are more single moms now than ever before. Men may say it's because they're not providers, but I know that 60% of men want to be family men and take care of their wives and kids. But because of the feminist movement, it's hard to make a relationship or a team that will last.
Ladies, always remember, if he chose somebody else, congratulations, you won. He did you a favor. If he chose somebody else, he did you a favor, girl. Bye.
How many times does a woman have to be turned down before she realizes that believing that men were kind when they turned her down doesn't make her feel better? It makes her feel worse about herself.
So, I have a question for all the guys out there. I am in my 30s, and I am interested in dating older men, men that are in their 40s and 50s. And I just... Throughout my dating experience, I've been wanting to ask this question. Is there anything about dating or considering dating a woman that is younger than you that gives you pause or reservations about it. And I'd really like to know. So if you could leave some information in the comments, I'd really appreciate it. I think it would really help me out. I think I can answer some of your questions and maybe give you guys some advice and maybe even some feedback on why maybe your worries and fears are not valid here. So let me know.
They say that men only want to date younger women a lot of the time. I will explain two things that this video makes clear, though. To begin, 20-something women rarely take a man 45 or older seriously unless he has a lot to offer. You man of that age shouldn't get married or give them access to your money if you're seeing someone much younger. Second, a woman in her 30s who is desperate to get married is her worst enemy if she is in her 40s or older. Some women are right when they say that men only want younger women. People 45 and up, on the other hand, see a lot of women 30 to 40 years old who are desperate to find a man. Trust me, these women are the ones who approach men the most, especially if they are single moms. Women are always wary of younger women, especially your single friend who is 35 years old and wants what you have, since every woman knows that another woman is her worst enemy. What else can we learn from this? A man who takes care of his body, status, and money will always have chances.
Video replying this one because it's a perfect example about how men literally want to rope us into this nonsense. You know, first of all, I make my videos for women. You know, I have 15% of my audience are men watching these videos. It's for women. But there's always some dude who, like this one, who wants to come along and ask us, well, don't you want companionship? Don't you want... We just said we don't want to get married again. Why on earth would we? It's not for the companionship. So I'm video replying to the first comment. There's a whole string. Because I replied to him and I said, I have companionship with men. I don't need to get married to have that. And then he says, well, how about someone to wake up to every morning? Oh, God. Again, not realizing for what it means for us women. It means we have a man in our house that the minute he becomes a burden, it's going to be really hard for us to get rid of. What about, and then he goes on, what about someone to share work at home? To which I laugh very hard. And I know that the ladies at home, especially those of us who've been married for any length of time, are laughing their asses off as well. Because as we know, that actually doesn't happen. And especially if you're in a committed relationship with a man that it's hard for you to get out of. So I responded and I said, you know, haha, shared. First of all, it should be split, and that never happens. And then he finally says, oh, well, you know, there's bullshit on both sides. It just comes with the package. Right. That's why we don't want the package. We don't want to get married. We don't want a man in our house or on our lease. We want to be able to toss a man out of our lives at the first sign of bullshit. And it's a lot harder to do that if you're married, if you're living with someone, if you're engaged, if they're on the fucking lease. So no, we don't want it because you offer nothing. And there's nothing that we can't get without, that we can't get when we're not single. There's nothing you can provide us that we can't provide ourselves at this point.
This is about women who have really hit the wall. Those are the people who graduate with good grades. Over 50, gray hair, a cat, and no kids. You got good grades and graduated. She has now changed her mind about getting married. To sum up, all she wants is for him to park his car in her garage. They move the car out after a few hours, leaving the spot open for another man to park. She's also one of those women who openly supports dating more than one man, which is also known as hypergamy. She wants to date men and have fun, but she doesn't want to take care of any of them. Without a doubt, these women give you a lot. You will only be with her for a short time. When the Netflix movie is over, she will send you home. People think that the woman is in charge when she does this, but in reality, it's good for the man. I'll call you whenever I want, and when I'm done, I'll let you go. It's really not a bad deal, no matter how much she laments being married.
If a man that invites you out ever tells you, you never offer to split the bill with me, respond with, well, I didn't want to insult you. And if he says, why would that insult me? Respond with, well, offering to split the bill with you insinuates that you can't afford to simply pay for this meal. And I don't want to be disrespectful.
To which the man replies, I can pay the bill, but I think it's rude. Put that in your pipe and smoke it if you seem like a leech. She says she will bring another man with her who will do anything for her and not ask for anything in return. That guy is a jerk who doesn't respect himself or follow the rules. She would never be interested in him. Do you see how modern women use simps to feel good about themselves when the men they really want turn them down?
There is no way I will ever be at a Home Depot at 6 a.m. Let's see if there's anything left at 10 a.m. I can smell the wood. Excuse me, yes. Can you tell me what aisle the single men are in?
What? Single men?
Single men.
Single men?
I told there was a delivery at 6 a.m.
I don't need me, though.
How do you like a pop? They were coming at 6 a.m.
A single man, huh?
Yeah.
Let me see what it looks like.
I want a single man. No, I don't. I don't want a single man.
She's showing me where they're at. Let's go get them.
Nails, screws, ropes and chains, and tie downs.
That's the aisle. Thank you.
These days, women have changed how they act because men don't seem to be approaching them as much. Since everyone laughed when you asked them to do something, they are trying to figure out how to make the first move. Most of them are still single, though. It looks like Home Depot is now the place where women go to meet men, because a woman in her 40s told them that was where single men could be found. This got around really quickly, and now there are a lot of women over 30 shopping at Home Depot. The SEO team for the company should have used this as a way to market the business. The video of the women looking for men as they walk around the store is very funny. Isn't it true that single women are supposed to be the happiest? Because if you have to go out and look for a man, I think that goes against what the purple-haired movement is saying. There are a lot of women in this video who don't fit this idea, like the single mother who comes after them. The wall doesn't forgive. Please click the like button to show that you enjoyed the video. You'll know when I add a new video if you ring the bell. Thanks for everything. Now we want to make even more. Keep coming back to this page to see more cool wall videos.